Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, if you need official confirmation that you're old in the eyes of through the eyes of Gen Z, I can tell you today from reading Adrian Weckler, the technology correspondent in the Irish Independence article this morning, that if you have a ringtone that actually rings on your phone, or you're fond of using the cry and laugh and face smiley emoji, then that means you're old. That's it. It's official. Both of those are things that I use and use all of the time. My phone is constantly in loud, and I love a good cry and laugh and face emoji. Columnist at the Irish Times, Jen Hogan, is with me on the line, because Jen, I can't be alone.
You are not alone. I too am a dinosaur. I have a ringtone.
Well, I didn't quite think I was that until I read this today, to be honest. But...
sorry about that now, Andrea, in case you're feeling too good about yourself.
Are you an emoji person?
We are dinosaurs, though. I am an emoji person. I'm a ringtone person. I am, shock, horror, a punctuation person.
Yeah.
And that apparently is a real indication. If you're using even punctuation within your texts and messages that you might send to a young person, you're kind of giving away your age.
Well, so I'm not.
Like that. And then,
I'm not going to bow down on that. Like that. Like, I mean, I'm the fan of the full stop.
Absolutely. Keep the full stop and commas. Let them be there. And things like, what was the other one now that I got told? That was just really old. The punctuation is one. Oh, the emojis as well. I mean, they take on a whole different meaning. Holding your phone up to your ear, that's a real sign that you're old. Like, I don't know if you've seen young people walking along having the old conversations or sending voice notes. They have it in front of them. There's none of this holding the phone up to your ear and having a conversation like a normal human being. That just doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, I'm constantly on the phone. I'm never off it, but I usually have headphones in.
Yeah, I use the headphones sometimes, but I think I like to go old school. Oh, I go old school.
You're taking all the boxes in this article, Jen, by the sounds of it, are you?
I am a dinosaur. I am she.
Our content creator here in News Talk, Ciara Tracy, is with me as well, Jen. You're shaking your head frantically now there.
I have never felt younger.
Really, yeah. You're thrilled with this today, are you?
If someone sends me a full stop in a text, I just assume you hate me.
Really?
Absolutely.
Full stop, come on.
Oh no, honest to God, I'm like, what's the need for the full stop? Why are you being blunt with me?
No punctuation. You just don't.
I'll use my commas. Like, I'm literate to an extent, but if you give me the full stop, I literally think I've done something wrong.
What about an exclamation mark?
Oh yeah, I like an exclamation mark.
Yeah.
But then that's when I do use emojis, you know, because I do find I'm a very expressive person. I think I kind of show that in my messages, but I would not use the laughing emoji unless I was using it ironically, which I think is maybe more my generation.
So you never use the crying laughing face?
I use the crying face if I want to show that I'm laughing at something, if I find it funny. I'll be like, where?
As in, like, in my eyes, that's the sad face.
See, that's a lot of people do that. And a lot of men especially will be like, why are you crying? Why are you sad? I was like, no, it's funny. I'm laughing. But
yeah,
if you know, you know, I guess.
Right. So no crying laughing face emoji. And it's the sad face is actually
the sad face. Or, you know, the cute little, like, frown, the cute little frowny face.
Yeah.
I love using that. I'm like, oh. You shouldn't have sad, like, and people are like, why are you sad? Like, no, it's cute. Like, I'm happy.
It's cute, yeah. Are you kind of lost, Jen, in this?
I'm there thinking, oh my God, all the offense I have caused now over recent weeks with my emoji, but I thought it was, you see, I didn't never realize that a full stop was aggressive. I never realized that. I just thought it was marking the end of a sentence. But now that I realize I'm giving people the impression that I hate them, I may reconsider how to use it going forward. But the emojis are gas, though, because I would have thought they were nearly essential to make sure people realize you're not seriously having a dig at them.
100%. Yeah, they changed the entire tone of the message.
Absolutely.
What about you, Noel Cunningham? Are you a fan of emojis?
Well, let me tell you, based on what I've heard so far, I'm currently looking at brochures for nursing homes and also where I can buy a Zimmer frame. Because I have decided now that if I use a full stop, it's considered an aggressive gesture. I am beyond horrified. I mean, for God's sake, what's the world come to that we get this message that has neither a punctuation mark or a comma or an exclamation mark or proper grammar? Our children are incapable of writing a sentence properly, and we are supposed to sacrifice that in exchange for being told we're young and trendy and with it. I'm at that age now where before I was young or middle-aged, now I am, having turned 70, one of those that are told, you're looking very well. And this is the nail in the coffin.
What about...
I will have people know that this morning I was on doing a very interesting TikTok. I know all about WhatsApp and Insta. I am not an old dinosaur ready to be put out to grass. And at no time do any of my many followers accuse me of being old-fashioned or aggressive just because I use or try to use a bit of grammar.
I love it.
To get something without a capital letter, or mum referred to mum in small, I you know what? I'm actually furious. As they say, my Zimmer frame is ordered.
I can tell.
In bright pink.
What about Amanda has got in touch and says, Andrea, I actually find the thumbs up emoji so passive aggressive.
Agreed.
I love a thumbs up emoji.
No,
I use it all of the time.
I don't use it. Again, if I'm being sarcastic, I'm like, oh yeah, nice one. Thumbs up. Like, it'll be like pure. Like,
really?
My dad does that. Or, you know, sometimes people won't put any text and just communicate through like a thumbs up. And I'm like, are you going to elaborate? Please,
no, but sometimes if you'd say to me, like, right, we'll go out to record this and I'll meet you downstairs at 3. I've nothing else to say other than that's 100%. Yeah,
that's why
great.
I think you
thumbs
hate
up.
Me, Andrea.
What about you, Jen?
No.
Are you thumbs up emojis?
No, I do not like the thumbs up. And anybody who sends me the thumbs up gets either a voice note back. That's my revenge. They get something like that.
I use it
back,
all the time.
Or else it gets kind of slagged and maybe accused of being similar to a minister who was very fond of the old thumbs up.
Oh, the thumbs up, yeah. Do you use them, Noel?
Look at the thumbs up in Donegal is considered a very warm greeting when you're driving along.
See,
we
that's
don't wave
it.
Or
yeah.
Shake any longer. We give a thumbs up.
Donegal thing.
What is? Now, Jen, I do respect Jen and love Jen so much. However, I am at a loss. And again, I will have to consult the Bible for the aged and incapacitated that I now have become part of, thanks to the reports in recent days. I ask, what is passive aggressive about giving a thumbs up, which to me is the essence of positivity? I agree. Good plan. I'll meet you at 1. No problem. But because it was Jen, I am prepared to step back a little bit
to her
review
superior
and review
knowledge.
That. But the only problem I have at my advancing years, I have been known to send the wrong emoji to express a certain, and I've got myself into dreadful trouble.
Really?
And thankfully, I intend continuing in that same mode.
Why wouldn't you?
I am absolutely.
Do you know?
But honest to God, the truth of the matter is, there will always be a place in society for a beautifully written note, letter, voice note, whatever you want to call it. And I really would be deeply saddened if we arrived at a point in sort of our exchanges that genuinely no
was
longer
gone.
Matters.
Well, you know what? Just on that, Noel, actually, phones ringing or pinging out loud, Jen, that was the number one sign in the list today. That, you know, you were of an older generation. Imagine if you have actually a ringtone that rings aloud.
I have a ringtone that rings aloud, and I have brought great shame upon my children when it has rung in their in the presence of their friends, and they have witnessed that I have a ringtone. But how do you know someone's looking for you?
I'm completely
with you. I
don't get
it. Like, is it by chance that you check your phone and, oh God, I missed their 6-7 calls there. Sure, look, be grand. I'll call them back. Well, I won't call them back because we don't phone people back these days, apparently, unless you're of my generation and older, it would seem. You just
or mine.
Message back a lot.
I have my phone. I always have the phone on.
Okay, yeah, Andrea, we need to talk about this. Because we've talked about passive aggressive, and this is pure aggressive with the phone being loud. Like, mine's constantly on silent. Like, my phone is usually in my hand. But can we please try this on air? I want to ring you just so we can actually see how loud it is.
Well, I actually have my phone here beside me. So hang on now. I'm going to have to knock it off silent.
Put it on, yeah. So this is how aggressive it is in the office. Like, it's piercing.
Ah, Jesus.
Even Noel is saying,
on loud.
Jesus.
It's on and loud. It's just at, like, it's probably, I don't even know if it's at full volume, but it's definitely up loud.
No, well, everyone
knows. Is
this
a talking point? I feel like this. Am I the subject of a WhatsApp group now?
Yeah, like,
really?
Sorry, you are. Everyone knows when you're in high demand because
of my loud ringtone.
Yeah, and then you're off in the cupboard there with the phone.
It probably is a bit obnoxiously loud, all right.
Well, you're a woman in demand, but Not everyone needs to know it.
Yeah, so the loud ringtone. So Jen, you two are like me, but Kira, you're not a ringtone person.
Fully on silent, like
all of it. Is it ever come off silent?
Only if I'm waiting for big news or something, or if one of my parents is like, right, I am going to talk to you. I'm going to ring you once. If you don't answer, that's it.
Okay. So it's only if you kind of get the forewarning, you will knock it off silent.
Yeah. And you know, when you lose your phone, people are like, oh, ring it. And I actually almost get annoyed when people say that. Like, well, you're not going to hear anything because...
But you see, my answer to you would say, well, why didn't you have it on light?
Because
and then you would have been able to find it.
Protect your peace. Do you know what? Sometimes I don't need to hear what's going on. If I'm there, I'm there. If I'm not... Sorry, I'll ring you back.
A lot of it, Jen, is for like work purposes as well. I would take a lot of work calls throughout the day.
Huge. My phone never stops ringing all day, and it will be the same sort of thing. It's usually requiring a fairly quick answer too. You know, they don't have an hour or two for me to come back and find out, oh geez, they're looking for so and so from me. That's not realistic. So I need to know. I need to, I suppose, pick up calls from work, but also even like the kids' schools, like when one of them goes and splits his head open, as is known to happen, and you need to go and collect. The people need to be able to get in contact with you. But also, what's the point in having a phone that can ring if you never hear it ring? Like, what's the point? How does this whole thing work?
The other things that make you of an older generation, the things that thankfully I don't do, talk extra loud into the phone and have it on loudspeaker. Thank God I don't qualify for that. Use loudspeaker for calls in crowded places. I don't do that either, and I do hate people that do. The phone wallet, the thicker the better. Noel, I hope you don't have one of those phone cover wallets, do you? With your bank cards.
I certainly do not. I have delicate shades of pink painted on my phone. And I, you know, I'm actually incredulous, really, that I now have a phone. You know, I just want to make one point. Your lovely contributor said, you know, that if she was awaiting big news, that she would have her phone on ringtone. Mm. Every call you get is big news, because you have to respect the fact that somebody is trying to get in touch with you. It's not good enough to risk missing them simply because it's considered passive aggressive or aggressive now to have a ringtone.
I'm
completely distraught.
Oh, Noel.
Kira, defend your generation.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to exchange numbers with Noel after this. Yeah. And I will always have my phone on Elf.
If he rings, you better answer that phone.
I will, because I know it's going to be big news.
Don't even dream of missing that phone call.
I will.
Yeah, novelty ringtones, the other signs you're getting old. Also, only having one charger cable and plug for your phone. That too is a sign. As is, if you're somebody who sends on, you know, the kind of the hilarious, in inverted commas, WhatsApp and Facebook videos, another sign that you are way over the hill, along with banging every keyboard or keypad like it's an old-fashioned 60s typewriter. 087 1400 106 is the number. This texter says, I have the good, bad and the ugly as my ringtone, and I love it. It's a great piece of music. Embrace the ringtone, says this listener. It must be AI, young people missing the cash machine calls because their phones are all in silent. It's very sad. Yeah, if only you could enter, that is a fair point. I think it's absolutely nonsense to say that a full stop is aggressive. I do think typing a message in uppercase is aggressive, though. Agreed. Lack of punctuation can change the meaning of the text entirely. And another listener finally says, another thing you get with young people is when they send 10 separate texts to write one or two sentences. Like, write the message in one text and just press send, Kira.
Yeah, you're looking at me. I have been guilty of that. I can't lie.
Yeah, but I kind of am too.
Because I can be very excitable. So it's very much like, oh my God, I have to be this new.
Yeah. Music. Where do you fit in this debate today? Are you, if you're over 35 and do any of the above we've been talking about, well, according to Adrian Weckler's piece in the Irish Independent, you are old. That's Kira Tracy, who's our digital content creator with News Talk. Also, Jen Hogan and Noel Cunningham. Thanks a million to you all for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.